have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.GiveSendGo.com.
Welcome to GiveSendGo Spotlight TV, where we on occasion highlight a campaign that is on GiveSendGo and share it with our users from all over the world. Let them know the things that are happening on GiveSendGo, some of the campaign owners, what they're raising funds for, what they're doing. I have the privilege to talk to a couple people that I've just met for the first time, but also someone that I've met a couple times so far. So we have James and Anthony and Nick from We the People Radio, and they've got this awesome radio podcast that they're growing and developing, and they have an active campaign on GiveSendGo right now. So I'm going to start it off, let everybody know the GiveSendGo campaign address so you can go and check it out. It's GiveSendGo.com/WPRUSA. We the People Radio, WPRUSA. So GiveSendGo.com/WPRUSA. For those of you watching, listening, you can go to that URL and you can read on the campaign page about what's going on in their world, what they're doing, but you're going to hear a little bit more about it right now. So why don't James, you can kick it off if you want and kind of give a little bit of the backstory. Obviously we met down in San Antonio a couple of weeks back, month or so, whenever, and take it from there. I mean, give us some of your story.
First off, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity and thank you for what you do. I mean, we had you on the show and I had already told you that, you know, you guys are doing amazing, amazing work. And, you know, if it weren't for people like you, people like Kyle Rittenhouse, our good friend Jeremy Brown, the Joey Lynn and Robert Maceros, they wouldn't have a platform to fight a much bigger fight than we're in. We're just here trying to share the truth. We saw what was going on early on in 2020 and, you know, everything was shut down. So a lot of us had a lot of time and nothing to do. And we decided that we wanted to get into the fight and start speaking on the truth. And never in our wildest dreams did we think it would take off. I told the boys when we started, I said, hey, we're probably going to be talking to a brick wall for a year, 2 years. And people were just so hungry for the truth and information and what was going on that things took off way faster than we ever expected. When the world started to open up, the show would have died, because we've been doing so much content. I do all of the editing and things like that on our end. And I was truly called. I think this was a calling to keep doing this because of the response that we were getting, the amount of people that were just lost and had nowhere to go, nowhere to look. The mainstream media was just constantly lying to us. They're still lying to us to this day. On a regular basis. And people were looking for alternatives and they were coming to us. And now we've been doing it out of our own pocket for the past 2 years. Gladly. It was really no problem. Like, this was so worth it to be able to help people like Robert and Joey Lynn and Jeremy Brown and their campaign and their cause, and get the truth to so many people because they were so lost. And it's just been truly a blessing and such an amazing journey. And now we have so many people that are helping us out in our journey to continue to share the truth so our show can continue to get better, so we can go to these events, because we're paying for these events out of our own pocket to travel. Nick and Anthony haven't been able to even come yet because of financial reasons and things like that. We're so thankful for this opportunity and what you guys do over at GiveSendGo.
Yeah, well, a little bit of encouragement for that journey.
Actually worked at the same restaurant and he was training to be a fighter. And we started training together, and then one thing led to another, you know, a couple of wild weekends, and now we're best friends too. And then I linked the two of them up. I think maybe Anthony's bachelor party is, you guys hung out before then, but that was when you guys really connected.
Yeah, before that. But yeah, I would say that's where we really connected. So James and I, we've known each other for probably 10 years or more, but we got really, really tight in the last 5 years, and especially once we started this show. And, you know, we just wanted to throw some of our ideas out there. Cause like James said, people were hungry for the truth and we're all over the place. And I mean, never in our wildest dreams would we think that within 2 years we'd be here talking to you, and you know, the pleasure is ours. So not yours.
And I honestly have to give you a lot of credit. Like I'm sure like you going above and beyond to help out people like Jeremy and like us, and just, you're not being manipulated by the media and by the powers to be, and you're really, you know, sticking to your guns and then following through with your business plan, what you want to do and how you want to help people. That's admirable. And there's not a lot of people out there that can do that.
And I would say thank you. Connects us and what we're doing with what you're doing is we feel that it was a calling as well. And so we feel that we're doing God's work. We really are. We want to wake up as many people as we can, because this country has given us so much and we want to give back to it, and we want to see it flourish, and we want to see it last for well beyond our years. And we just can't sit by and see what's happening to it just happen and, you know, not speak up. It's impossible.
Yeah, nothing. And just to curb any, you know, a lot of people in this community, they get labeled as patriots. We've been attacked before.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if this was really about money, I wouldn't be doing this. Like, this is not what I'd be doing if I would, like, I had a very successful sales career prior to this. And this is why we were able to do this for 2 years, be able to speak on it. It takes a lot of time and you're researching a lot of negative stuff.
Yeah.
And it weighs on you, man. And it's very difficult. And without the guidance of God, in my opinion, and prayer, the power of prayer, I don't know if we'd still be doing this, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Maxwell case and Epstein and all this evil, satanic pedophilia. And it's so evil and it's so hard sometimes on all of us. It's mentally and physically draining, especially when you see what's going on in our country. Our country is a shell of itself. It's not like, it's not what we grew up with. And it's sad that the children after us don't know the America that we grew up with. And that's why we fight. That's why we want to seek the truth. And this is why we want to get it out there for future generations. We shouldn't leave an America worse off than when we got it.
Completely. And that's actually one of the sayings of Solomon in Proverbs. He says, a wise man leaves an inheritance, not just to his children, but to his children's children. Like, he has a vision for the future beyond even his, you know, immediate children, but to his generations that go beyond him. And I think anybody that has a vision for doing something carries that. You know, one of my favorite sayings, and kind of resonated through some of what you guys were saying, was this saying I heard years ago. It says, what's new isn't true, and what's true is not new. Truth has been around since the beginning of time. It's never changed. It continues to stay the same. People just need to be awakened again to the reality of that truth. And I think what you guys are doing is so important, because it does it in such a different way than, this is why I love the community, the bigger body, because we all have giftings, we all have talents, we all have a call, and we're all playing a part, all super important on so many different levels. And I love the area that you've been positioned in, and the influence that you're going to gain and are gaining in your position. And so how long has We the People Radio been going? Like, when did you guys kick this thing off?
April of 2020, I think, was the first episode. And it was right after the documentary Out of Shadows came out. And, you know, I've been telling Nick this stuff for years. He was my soundboard. And James, you're crazy. James, all of a sudden Epstein gets arrested and Nick's on the phone with me. He's like, what is going on? Dude, you've been talking about this forever. And Out of Shadows came out and it kind of really laid everything out for a lot of people. And I was getting a ton of messages on my social medias from all my friends and family, because I was posting about this stuff on social media well before we started the show. Yeah, you know, I always was compelled to share the truth. And I was like, you know what, rather than answering each question individually, why don't we just start a show? And me and Nick, we actually hosted an internet radio show about 10 years ago about action sports like MMA, surfing, skateboarding, and things like that. So we had some on-air experience together. And I've been begging Nick for a year. I'm like, we need to do this again. And this was the perfect time. You know, it really happened at a perfect time. And, you know, God works in amazing ways.
It's funny. James and I were having conversations that are similar to our shows, like on a daily basis. So we're like, you know what? Other people would probably want to hear this too.
Yeah.
And that's how the show was born.
Mm-hmm. And we just stayed.
Yeah, I mean, me and Anthony work together, and I'll walk in the back of the warehouse of my salon, and they're on a James on a speakerphone, and they're having a full blown episode before our episode.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I got to give them a lot of credit because the amount of research they need to do, you know, because I'm busy, you know, I'm working, and it's like I don't have time to actually be in front of a computer because I work with clients, so I really can't.
We call Nick
do my research.
We call Nick a resident normie.
Yeah, but I'm able to disclose the information that I learned from our show into my clients. I'm showing them videos, the links that James has sends me. I'm like, you got to check this link out. And then I'm able to give the information out to the public.
Well, Nick plays a very integral role on our show because me and Anthony, we do a lot of lengthy, extensive research to speak on it. And Nick comes from this perspective and asks the questions that a lot of people who aren't doing the research would ask. And when you're having these conversations sometimes and you're doing this very in-depth research, sometimes you forget how a regular person, a normie would think, we call them. You know, someone who's just stuck in the rat race, constantly working, they're watching mainstream media, and they hear us crazy guys from New Jersey, and they're like, what are these guys talking about?
Yeah.
And Nick asks that question that they're probably thinking, and it's such a great perspective to bring to the show, and we're so thankful for it because sometimes me and Nick get lost, or me and Anthony, I should say, get lost in the details, and we forget how the newest person may be seeing things. And that's what we want. We really just want people to think for themselves and ask questions. Like we want people to see us three on the show and be like, what are these crazy guys from New Jersey? Let me look into this. Like, let me research this, see if they're right. And that's what we want. Like, we don't want people to just take our word face value. Like, we don't want to become the mainstream media. We don't want people just to fall into that trap. We want to get people to start thinking. We want people to start asking the same questions that we were asking when we first started seeing these anomalies and things that were going on. And have discussions. We want to normalize these discussions. You know, I don't know about you, Jacob, but growing up, my father is an old school Italian conservative. You don't talk about politics or religion in public. That's not something that you do. You just keep that to yourself. And I think that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now, why friends and family members are cutting each other off because of political views, because of religious beliefs. And it's sad. It's not how it should be. And we want to normalize these conversations again. And I think that's so important that we get back to that.
It's fundamental to a upright and moral society is one that can speak freely, which is why our forefathers put it as primary in our
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And then backed it up with 2A.
Exactly. But it was of utmost importance. And people just have forgotten that freedom of speech is, centered around the idea that people are going to say things that they don't agree with or hear things that they don't agree with. Like we're not protecting speech that people like. Saying, you know, submission is not you agreeing to what somebody's asking you to do. No, that's just you agreeing. Submission is when you say, I don't agree, and yet I'm willing to submit myself to this. Anyway, it's the same thing with like free speech. It's like its purpose is for when you don't, it's only seen. There was a justice and a ruling and to butcher it, but he came out and basically said the same thing back in the 60s, that the whole purpose behind having free speech is for speech that is going to rub you the wrong way and, you know, yeah, and challenge you.
Well, that's exactly what we need to get back to. We need to get back to civil discourse. We need to get back to having these open discussions. I don't mind being wrong. A lot of the times I wish I was wrong. I really do, because it's so crazy, the things that are happening.
Because you disagree with someone does not mean that you have to hate them. You can disagree with someone, still love them, still want them to be able to speak out in the opinion that you don't agree with. And those are the ones that are the most important to protect, because when two people who disagree, you know, have a spirited conversation, you probably will wind up finding out the truth.
Yeah.
You know, that's when that happens. And it's super important. And one of the things that we espouse on our show is united, not divided, because the country that we all deserve and the country that we envision future generations growing up in is only accomplished by us coming together. And especially the people that we disagree with, those are the people that is even more important to come together with. And a lot of, you know, people got to swallow their pride and they have to say, well, maybe I was wrong, maybe I wasn't, but either way, you're an American, I'm an American, I love you and I want the best for you, and we're going to get through this together.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners, if there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Gifts and Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Gifts and Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Gifts and Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
No, Anthony, you're 100% right. And it's way bigger than any one individual. And unfortunately, a lot of people are blinded by pride and egos today because of instant satisfaction, because of the dopamine on social media, you know, the attention that people get and garner. And it's really, really unfortunate because our country is being ripped apart and it's so sad to see. And we need more people to fight to save it, because if we lose our freedom, which look what's going on in New York City, they're now mandating people to have, they're arresting veterans for not showing vaccine papers at the restaurant. Like, it's disgusting. And that's not what that's not America. That's Nazi Germany. And if we allow this to continue, we don't speak out, we don't go to school board meetings, we don't go to town hall meetings, and we don't do anything about it. We just sit on our couch behind the computer and say, oh, why are they doing this? And then we lost. So our way of contributing is to amplify people's voices, to speak out as loud as we possibly can about these injustices that are happening, encourage people to go to these events that Clay Clark is putting on, or Amp Fest, or, you know, to go around all these like-minded patriots. And the writing's on the wall. Mainstream media is dying. People aren't watching. Look at CNN. Every single one of them are being arrested for pedophilia. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And in 5-10 years, are these organizations going to exist? Maybe, maybe not. But if they continue to exist and they continue to do what they're doing by sharing all of these falsehoods, people aren't going to listen. Someone from China told me this really interesting quote. They're like, in China, no one watches the news because we universally understand it's propaganda. Here in America, we just eat it up and gobble it up and continue to watch, even though they've lied to us how many times? You know, it's like an ex-girlfriend that continues to lie to you. Are you going to keep going back?
Right.
Well, yeah, we take that part of our job very seriously. And we truly, truly believe that we are the news now. And there are people like us, and, you know, everybody's got a phone. Anybody can be their own, you know, news crew, essentially. You know, turn your phone on, record something. If you see an injustice or there's just something you want to speak out about, record it, put it out there. And this is how the truth gets out to the people. It's not going through a filter. It's not, you know, going through a certain narrative. It's direct. It's us speaking directly to the people. And, you know, we want to encourage as many others like us that want to speak out to do the same thing. And
not just speak out, we encourage our viewers to also do their own research. Dig real deep. I got cut off from you guys, but
I know.
Yeah. See, just the opposite of what corporate media, mainstream media is doing. They're actually putting out articles that say,
Don't research.
Yeah. Because then you might change your opinion.
It's critical thinking is not what it used to be. They said it was New York Times that put it out. It's crazy.
Yeah. So what changed? Our brains or something else?
Why can't we
ask? Actually, I got a great story for that. You know, Russell Brand is putting out amazing content. One of my trolls on my Facebook page, she loves to like go against on everything I say. Like, ivermectin, I posted an article, how I saved India. She said it was a lie. So I posted a Russell Brand video. And she's like, I'm surprised you like him. He goes against everything you stand for. I go, did you even watch the video? And I posted like four more in the comments. She goes, oh my God, he lost his mind. He's a loon like you now. Within 2 minutes, based off headlines, she changed her whole opinion on a human being based off headlines and never once watched the video. And that's the kind of people we're dealing with. And that's the kind of people who are listening to CNN and MSNBC and even some of the Fox headlines too.
Yep.
And they're just taking what people are saying at face value and never looking into it beyond what the mainstream media is telling them.
Yeah.
And then they're telling their family, and then they're paranoid, and then they're scared, and COVID kills everyone, and you have to shut down and take your kid to school and wear a mask and four masks and three masks and wear it in the car. And it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. So what are the ways that people can hear you guys? They can, you know, jump onto these podcasts, see, you know, where are people following you? Where are people seeing you?
So we're our main social is probably Instagram. You can find us We The People Radio with periods in between each word. We're heavily shadow banned. You got to type out the whole entire thing to find us. Our podcast, we were removed from YouTube and Spotify. Yeah, they took us down. This is what happens when you speak the truth, Jacob. They don't like it. They take you down. So we're on Rumble. You could search We The People Radio. We're on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. We are on Podbean. So we're all, and we have a website, WPRUSA.com, where you can find all of our content as well. But yeah, they constantly attack us for sharing the truth. And that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, why censor it? Why?
Yeah, right. I mean, it can only make truth shine brighter. If what you're saying is a lie, ultimately, you know, up against the truth wins out. I mean, the truth is, you know, what's going to reveal itself, because
you did there, though. Shine brightly. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's our tagline at Give, Send, Go: shine brightly in everything. And it does, truth is revealed in those moments. The moments that it's revealed are, you know, I don't know if I told you the story of where that shine brightly came from the Bible. It's a very interesting moment, picture in the Bible, which I had never heard anybody say before, but I was at a conference to speak, and was happened to be a big Christian music festival, and we're on a mountaintop, and there's all this, like, you know, bands and playing and whatever. And I have to say something. And I get this kind of picture in my mind as I'm thinking about what we're going to talk about. Me and my sister Heather were talking back and forth. And we remember in the Old Testament, Moses is on the mountaintop, and he's like having a mountaintop experience with God. It says he's talking with God like face to face, and he's getting the Ten Commandments, and he's getting all this. And this is when he comes down from the mountain, his face, his countenance was shining, like he was radiant. Says they had to put a cloth over his face because he was just shining so much of the radiance of God. Because he was just in this moment of truth. God was unveiling truth to him. And it was a mountaintop experience. It was very similar to the mountaintop experience I was at this conference. Everyone's having a great time. They're experiencing something special. But then all of a sudden, another biblical picture popped into my mind. And these are the only two places where people's countenances were changed. And the other one was this guy named Stephen in the book of Acts, chapter like 6 and 7. And he's the first martyr. And it says, as they're getting ready to stone him, his face begins to transform and shine like the face of an angel. So you get these two pictures in the Bible, one in the Old Testament, face to face with God, mountaintop experience, getting truth, everything. And then you've got this, like, in the depths of the darkness of the valley that you're going through. And your call to shine is not in just in the mountaintop. It's also in the midst of persecution. It's when everything's coming at you and people are throwing stones and your life is being taken from you. And that was that big picture. It's like, oh my gosh, this is really cool that these are only two places. And then, well, there is a third place, and is Jesus being transfixed, transformed on the mountain right before he goes to his cross. But an absolutely incredible picture of what shining brightly is why we say it with everything that we do, because shining brightly is these mountaintops when everything's going good, the world's a happy situation around you. And then it's also when you're in the throes of the deep, you know, the darkest moments, and you've got to keep pushing, keep speaking the truth, you know, and it changes things.
That's You told me that in Dallas, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but these guys haven't here. That's such an awesome, awesome story. Yeah. And I love everything that goes behind it, because that's such an we need to shine brightly. Right now, it's not a good time here in America. What better thing to do than to shine brightly for everybody to see and give everybody hope and courage and to keep pushing forward? Because a lot of people are going through dark times right now. People can't put food on their tables. They can't even get jobs because they won't get the vaccine. And so many people are scared to speak out, and we can encourage them. We can help them. We'd love to anybody that wants to start a podcast, we say, hey, reach out to us. We'll show you. And this is why this is the first time that you're meeting these two guys.
Yeah.
Because when we go to these conferences, I could go by myself, but I decide to bring other podcast hosts so I can help them up and lift them up so they can get their voice out, and we can all continue to do our part and shine brightly.
Yeah. So, all right, you've got your campaign on GiveSendGo, givesendgo.com/WPRUSA. You're raising funds to just help continue the work that you're doing, expand the vision that you've been given, and fight the fight that you're fighting. And then people can also find you. You said at Rumble, sounds like it was a or Instagram.
Period radio.
Okay.
Podbean.
And Podbean, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. You'll be able to find us at all those places.
Okay.
At WPRUSA.com, our website.
Yeah. That's a good one. Cool. Well, any final words that you guys have to say? I came up with this quote with my dad. I'll say this, and then you guys can close out with what you want. That the danger of the silencing of in the shutting down of free speech is more dangerous than the danger of the speech itself. And I truly believe that, like, in a nutshell, we need to recognize that censorship of the freedom of speech, it is more dangerous. The ramifications of that is more dangerous than whatever speech somebody could be saying themselves. And that's one of our core beliefs here. But why don't you guys finish off with a final thought?
Well, Jacob, like I said at the top, we really appreciate this opportunity, and we're so thankful for what you guys are doing, because it's truly a blessing. And without the help of you guys, we probably wouldn't have went to Dallas. We wouldn't have been there without this Give, Send, Go campaign. So there's so many things that we want to do and we want to help people with. We want to do our own events and things like that. There's so many things that we want to bring to the table to give people a voice. And we're so thankful for everything that you're doing. But if you feel compelled to help us out, also help out our good friend Jeremy Brown, who's a political prisoner. Our good friends Joey Lynn and Robert Maceros, they also have Give, Send, Go campaigns. They need it more than we do. So, we'd actually rather you help them than us. But if you can help us after you help them, it's much, much appreciated, because, what they're going through is much harder than what we're doing. We'll survive and we'll continue to get better. But we truly appreciate all the help that you guys and support that everybody has given us. The prayers, man, that's been amazing. What you guys are doing with that prayer button, that is so cool. I got my call.
Nice. Awesome.
Can't call us. And I missed it. I got a voicemail. They prayed for us. It's just truly, truly amazing. We're so thankful. And it's been truly a blessing to meet you. And we're so glad that we're now friends. Cause
yeah.
Are you in Phoenix, by the way?
What's that?
Going to the Clay Clark event in Phoenix, by the way?
We will see. We've got a lot on the schedule this upcoming year already. So hopefully. But it's part of now, this is like our thing. So I want to get in touch with Clay. I actually want to get a moment to really engage the crowd. So hopefully we can make something happen where I actually be able to let people know from the stage, Give, Send, Go a little bit deeper, or a little bit of our story. Some of the, you know, even the story we shared with you, the back with Jake Gardner in his campaign to the Kyle Rittenhouse one. Like a lot of the stuff that's come in our path over the time. And I think people need to know about it. They need to know about who we are, what we're standing for. And so I'm looking for opportunities where we can really showcase that. So hopefully this next one with Clay, we'll be able to do that.
Oh, that's awesome. I look forward to it, because you haven't listened to the episode with Heather and Jacob, your sister, on our show, you should definitely check that out.
That's right. Yes.
Great conversation. You told us that story about Jake Gardner and everything you got. Heartbreaking. That's really gut-wrenching. But again, you guys are doing God's work, and we're so thankful for it.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Jacob, for this opportunity. And love your fellow Americans. And united we stand. And the truth will shine bright. And even though the times are dark, the best is without a doubt yet to come.
Yeah, come on.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Awesome. We can't thank you enough for everything you're doing.
Hey, it's team effort. Definitely is. And we can tell the heart that you guys have just by you redirecting focus to the people that you care about, like Jeremy Brown and the Massaros, you know, in their campaigns. You guys are great Americans. Stay strong in the journey. Let us know how we can continue to help you out. I look forward to seeing you again, James and Anthony and Nick in person someday at some point.
Phoenix, so if you're there.
Okay. All right, man. Well, definitely it's been a pleasure. And so, guys, check out these guys, We the People Radio. You can find them all over the place. Go to their GiveSendGo, GiveSendGo.com, WPR USA. And we'll see you next time on The Upside.
GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.